All right. Next on the list, Harbor Health. So trying to list out some key findings under Harbor Health. Natural resources in and around the harbor provide a variety of important ecological functions, support fish and wildlife, and desired human uses, such as swimming, commercial and recreational fishing, etc. There's wading bird and waterfowl habitat located throughout the harbor, but they're mainly concentrated in the shallow area near Jameson Point. Similarly, that's where there's eelgrass bed pockets all around, but they're the eelgrass, if you can envision the map that we had.
If it's worth it, you might want to change that word, is concentrated, to, rather than it concentrated.
Yep, got it. Yeah. Thank you.
And just, this is a side note, but the number of osprey using the harbor waters in the last several years has increased dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like every year, it seems like it doubles every year. And there's also been an eagle hanging out in the harbor mm-hmm. this summer. I don't know. So that is one indication that harbor health isn't too bad.
Yep.
As many times as I've cursed the osprey that leave their dinner on my boat, those guys are thriving.
Yeah.
And the sturgeon. Have you seen the sturgeon in the harbor? I never used to see them, but now I see them all the time.
Do you see them?
Yeah. They're bizarre fish. They look like...
they're prehistoric.
Yeah, they're very old fish. They look like the... what's the fish that hides out in the Caribbean that will grab your arm? They look kind of scary, but they leap.
Caribbean arm grabber.
Yeah. Look like a crocodile skin all the last time.
Right, and they leap completely clear of the water.
That's pretty cool.
They can be as much as 4 or 5 feet long, or 800 pounds.
Where do you see these leaping sturgeon? I would like to see that.
I've seen them in the middle of the harbor.
Last time I saw them, I looked over, and I was just floating.
So well, that's so nice.
It's not just
the point. What I tried to do in this section, rather than being very specific in terms of the type of species, that is just to say, here's some. I focused on the habitat rather than the actual species, just because. Part of what you're planning for is the habitat is what enhances the species to be here. So that's the reason why it's focused on that. So, but there are, you know, primarily there's a lot of important habitat. Wading bird waterfowl habitat, eelgrass habitat, shellfish habitat. Shellfish habitat areas are are there, but they're closed for commercial harvesting, for water quality issues. And maybe not just specifically for Rockland, but the larger region. There's a lot of coastal bluff areas along the harbor, particularly in that part of town. So it's really interesting when you look at the maps to see where all the habitat is concentrated over in that Jameson Point area from some of that. But there's a lot of other habitat stuff or environmental harbor health stuff that we could have listed here, but I tried to be kind of concise about it. I'm happy to add things if you guys think it's important.
I'm not quite sure what you mean by ecological functions.
So, like eelgrass beds provide multiple ecological functions. So they serve as protection for baby lobsters or fish, which then provide.
So it's really habitats you're talking
about. It's both. Yeah, it's filtering.
I mean, I would like to. Maybe rather than functions, say ecological habitats, but also say environment and something about environmentally sensitive ecological habitats.
I also think there are other eelgrass beds besides just Jameson's Point around the harbor.
There are. You're right.